Three questions to cause you to implement what you learn. Most people feel stuck. It doesn't feel good. And they want to be unstuck. But they don't know how. Three questions can take you from where you are at now to movement. Onto the path to wherever you would like to be. I have led a workshop about 100 times that asked slightly different questions, and it strikes me funny now, that maybe I have been asking the questions that are fixing based. Not what I wanted. The old workshop asked. What's working? What's not working? What are you doing in that area? Who are you being? Attitude, what are you having? Results. Who would you need to be so what isn't working can start working, maybe even brilliantly? I've led that workshop over and over again, and it was always a disappointment for me. People, on the evolutionary level where humanity is having no or too few spiritual capacities working, haven't been really able to benefit from the workshops. And even when we managed to see a new way of being that would make life work brilliantly, they could not make it work. As soon as they returned to their life away from me and my way of looking at life and themselves, the old patterns of looking and being reasserted themselves. And that was that. No results. I have been learning new questions to ask. And some people have been able to use the new questions to get unstuck and start moving. A new set of questions is the Quiver of Clarity questions from Tom Beale. Where are you at now? Where would you like to be? What is one thing that if you did it regularly, it would 10x your life or this area of life, new? What should you stop doing? What should you do more of? What should you do less of? Or the same questions from my workshop asked differently. 1. What is working? 2. What is missing? 3. What is next? Questions make you look at your life, and even life differently, revealing the hidden patterns that without the questions they are almost invisible. The questions can make you optimistic, hopeful, maybe even confident that you can move. Or put you in despair. I personally prefer the jet fuel method of motive power, but today's humanity is mostly snowflakes, 70% of humanity, and want to remain positive. And although I don't have much to offer to the snowflake type of person, and 92% of my subscribers are snowflakes, I want them to at least experience what is possible when you don't just hope and wish and hold your hand out to the universe to fill your wishes. I have been looking for a new way to turn people around and found these three questions that, hopefully, put people into a gratitude mode instead of a fixing mode. And with that they will be able to see something they can actually do. Nouvelle idea, isn't it? Most people take things working for granted. The things that actually work they consider normal, so they never look and ask, what am I doing here, who am I being here, that this works. Instead they keep their attention on what doesn't work, what seems to be missing, and, drumroll please. Call it wrong. It is wrong, I am wrong, they are wrong. The hardest thing ever to teach is that there isn't, there cannot be anything wrong in reality, unless someone says so. And even then it is not in reality. It is in the wrong circle, in your personal reality. I never say that something is wrong. Because I don't want to live in a reality created by that word. But most people can't see that saying wrong is up to them. They see wrong. Because anything that is not what they expect is, to them, wrong. Entitlement. Most people. 91% of humanity. Don't be most people. But given that most people are most people, I need to change things to not lose them off the bat. For one, acknowledging that something is working gives you an opportunity for gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness. Why is that important? Because it changes your mood. It temporarily raises your vibration. It gives you a way to look at what is so in a different, much higher-minded way. It is true that gratitude, appreciation is the linchpin state, the linchpin capacity that allows you to grow higher. When you can see something to appreciate, and appreciate it. Famed management consultant Drucker said, you can come from your strengths. And to see your strengths you actually need to see them in action, need to see their results. And then they are real, and you can come from them. Your results, your strengths need to be real, not imagined, not fancied, not a potential only. I remember some 33 years ago a dude telling me that I was fearless. I wasn't really, I was full of fears and trepidation, anxiety, like everyone else. It is normal to be afraid. So I looked what made me appear fearless. And I saw that I had room for the fear, and I had it, it didn't have me. I didn't have to obey it. That I took the fear with me instead of allowing it to stop me. I cried though a lot but kept on moving. The fear doesn't go away just because you are not owned by it. The fear came out through my tears, one could say, but no, the fear didn't go away. Eventually I started to practice, consciously taking the rein back from fear, from pain, from tiredness, from disappointment, anger, hate, vengefulness. Today I succeed at that 90% of the time. Not 100%, mind you. Those who know me know that occasionally I yell, carry on, which are symptoms of something other than me being in control. Same with my attention. The world seems to conspire to snatch your attention, to control your attention. A lot like fear. So I practice that and practice that and practice that. I am only 60% successful at that. The rest. The world wins. So when you say, you know who you are, you lack focus, you are scattered, you don't have control over your attention, what you are saying is that you never asserted your ownership, and you play victim. And no wonder. You are like that everywhere in your life. Am I right about that? I am going to use the three questions formula later today in the What's Missing workshop. We'll see stuff we cannot see with my other methods. This is a paid workshop. You pay peanuts compared to the value. Why do I almost give away all my courses? Because all my courses, all my workshops are experimental, or developmental. I don't create or sell courses that are not developmental. And because some of the things I am testing out, the participants won't implement, the course will either work or not. I consider the most important task is to teach in a way that moves people to implement. No implementation, no results. I have spent about $100,000 on courses that were pleasant, interesting, but not possible for me to implement. The seller of the course considered the material valuable even though no one that I know is able to act on it. And then I have done free courses where I could implement some things and they made all the difference I wanted. But when I checked, I was one in a thousand who did what I did. So from the implementation aspect, the courses had no value. Knowledge not implemented is worthless. According to the participants, even when I am unhappy with the experiment, because it didn't produce implementation I wanted it to produce, the participants love the workshop. Because everyone loves to talk about themselves, find out new things about themselves, see a new future for themselves. My goal is to cause implementation. To cause you to see a new future and to take steps to attain it. There are many courses and workshops that promise the sky. And they don't, they can't deliver. Or not for many of the participants. In my experience and in my muscle testing, the average effectiveness of a workshop is 1%. It means, it delivers the full result to one person out of 100, and delivers an experience to many. Because of lack of implementation. It is very difficult to cause implementation. I am getting better at it, but it is still difficult. Many courses I've participated in Landmark Education, for example, delivered flash in the pan, temporary results to 7% of the participants, lasting results to 1 in 400. 0.25% effectiveness. Why? The secret is in the methodology. If a course/workshop leaves it to the participant to judge what they see, the participant's astuteness plays a crucial result. In my playground, the participants had weekly partner calls that they record, and they send the recording to me. I could see that the level of astuteness was low. Astuteness is accurately assessing what is in front of you. Seeing it for what it is, exactly. For that you need to see distinctions, definitions are not exact. And are not conducive to astuteness. If someone can clearly see that wrong only exists in language, that without language there can be no wrong, and language is in unreality, and not part of reality. Not a single person in any of my courses was able to distinguish that for themselves. Ever. And even when for a fleeting moment a person seemed to get a glimpse of that, they couldn't tell that it was different, that it was important, so it flew away. As if it never altered their life. One of the other elements is the participant's ability to take full responsibility, full ownership, for everything that happens in their lives. Responsibility for their reaction, responsibility for their mindset, responsibility for their expectations, their attitude, their actions. Responsibility for taking everything personally. Responsibility for never taking ownership of their lives. Owners take care of what they own. Only employees don't. So if you don't take care of yourself and your life, you live as an employee. Not as an owner. Everything I teach. I really don't teach. My job is to wake people up, to point out things they have not looked at. But if you want to call it teaching, be my guest. Everything I teach needs to happen over and over again, so we can reach depths the first, the second, the third attempts didn't reach. Such as this workshop, layered like an onion. What's missing, the presence of which would make a difference? Anyway, if you are interested in becoming all you can become, and finally be in action about your dreams, health, wealth, love, fulfillment. This may be the course for you. It is later today at 2:30 p.m. New York time. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/missing. In today's workshop, I'll start with turning on the side capacity, normally $45. What is the significance of the side capacity? Good question. Without that capacity, you cannot be astute, accurate, productive, make good decisions in the moment, because you can't see. What can't you see? You can't see anything accurately, and you cannot see what you haven't seen. So your life cannot get better. I do it for you and I do it for me. I do it so that at least during the workshop, when I tell you where to look and you look, you can see. I cannot guarantee that you will keep the capacity active. What keeps it active is looking wide and deep, and most people never look.